Jordan go through the period at the start of the season where he was so white hot, the league adjusts to him. But now we're sort of seeing him adjust back to it. What do you make of the ability of him to do that here over the last week?
I give him a lot of credit because there's a lot of work that goes into it. And at times when you're going through that period of the league flipping the script on you, the work that you're doing sometimes doesn't immediately come into play, but you have to stick to it and be confident in what you're doing before the game starts, whether it's coming out of the game or not. And he's done a really nice job of that and doing it without losing any confidence. But we're starting to see him make those adjustments and laying off some pitches. And what he did through the four hole today and then being able to stay on some pitches and drive it, kind of corner it there to left field, that's awesome. It's not all about the homer. Like, he's a good hitter, and he's got enough power to drive the ball out of the ballpark from time to time, but really, really nice job by him today.
What do you sort of make of the consistency of the top half of the lineup, especially, has given you here over this stretch? When you just, it just keeps coming, it feels like a lot of
They're just committed to grinding out at bats and just being absolutely tough, regardless of who's on the mound. We face some pretty good arms. In Pittsburgh, we faced some really good arms. We did a nice job against them. That's a good arm across the way today. And I feel like we were very consistent with our approach and just being tough, 1 through 9. So, yeah.
What do you make of the swing by Gorman kind of going above the zone, but on a pitch that he knew he could still kind of handle with an uppercut?
Yeah, got to it. He was direct to it and hit it a long ways. We're seeing some much better swings from him. But that's a big swing there for, obviously, for the run, but also for him.
Specific to talk about Jordan, but the adding on in the seventh inning and then kind of setting up the bullpen the way you were able to do because of that luxury of the insurance runs, but also those guys that come in doing their job as well. Just how did that kind of tie you together in the final innings tonight?
You have to do that against this club. They can hit. I mean, 1 through 9, that's a tough lineup to navigate. So you have to, you can't just rely on some early runs and then sit on them. You have to continue to add pressure. And I mean, we felt good once we got to 7, but you don't feel comfortable against that club at all, regardless of score. So I like our approach. I like just continuing to put pressure regardless of what the score is. So.
What did you take from Laboratory's start tonight following the rough one last week?
I thought he did a really nice job. Mixed well. The slider was a big pitch. If you look at all the outs he got with the slider, he felt good about it. Landed some curveballs early, but again, did a really nice job once he got to 2 strikes on a lot of guys.
Think the extra day helped him?
It's hard to find a pitcher that'll tell you that it doesn't help him. So with 17 in a row, it made a lot of sense to give the guys the extra day with Dobbins and then go from there. But yeah, he felt good going into the day.
For Soriano to bridge and to, for the way those innings kind of shaped up, especially how we struck out Otani there at the end, I mean, how big is that, just kind of getting to covering those innings and covering those outs?
Yeah, absolutely. We've thrown some multiples on Graceffo, so we knew if it was going to be a multiple today to get out of the 6th, get the 7th type of situation, it would be Soriano. It lines up where he goes in there against Pies and, I mean, made his pitch. The Otani one, I love that at bat. I can't give just the game plan today and Petey's ability behind the plate to navigate that lineup. If you start really breaking down some of those at bats, the punch out on Otani was pretty sweet.
What's the sort of your vantage point as Mason goes and chases down that ball in left field?
Hell of a play. I mean, he's a playmaker. He's looking to be in the mix whenever possible. Yeah, heck of a play for sure.
On a night like this where you know the bullpen is a little short and you know you're going to have to put some guys into some suboptimal spots, what do you learn about Soriano to get thrown into that and be able to handle it the way he did?
Yeah, the way we lined it up today was kind of the way it played out, knowing that we were staying away from a couple guys. Riley would have been available if the score dictated him coming in, but we were short in other areas. Graceffo and both Sori have done a nice job against left-handers. Graceffo, the numbers will show you that. The changeup with Sori, the same thing. So you feel good about any lane, just putting them in today and letting it play out.
With George, you talked about liking that he doesn't get too up or down out there on the mound. Is that little fist pump after Otani kind of what you're talking about is maybe the most we see from him?
That's about what you're going to see, yeah. But the dude, he's a competitor and he's quiet, but it's awesome to just see him, the way he prepares. It's pretty next level. It's impressive.
On a day like this where Yachty gets announced as an inductee, how special is that to be able to
have him being involved with the club in the way that he is, and for these young guys to be able to witness that?
I can't speak enough to that. He's got a very, and I've said this before, just a really quiet way of instilling confidence and communicating kind of what he's been through as a player. He's not going to be the type to stand in front of a room and give a speech, but man, he does it individually, and he, in a special way, in my opinion, and it lands. I love having him be a part of what we're doing, and I've said it before, the more the better. He's done a really nice job. I wish there was an opportunity to mic him up with Dusty, because in-game conversation is just insanely cool to listen to. The back and forth there, the amount of respect between those two, the way they've prepared together when he's here is next level. I've enjoyed the heck out of it.
Thank you.